FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The heavy rains that battered parts of KZN have left a trail of destruction in their wake. Rescue teams have been working through the night at Lamontville, south of Durban, where five people are believed to have been swept away by a flash flood into a canal.
At this stage, it is reported that two adult males and three children being under the ages of 17 are missing.
Durban firefighters and the police's search and rescue unit have been searching through thick mud to find the missing group. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says the floodwaters tore through homes, bringing down plants and branches. And we have reports of several routes that have become waterlogged in and around Durban due to the storm. If you have information to share about what's happening in your area, you can email our news team via newswatch@ecr.co.za. In some other news now, Eskom has suspended load shedding. The utility says it's made significant progress in replenishing its emergency reserves and recovering generation capacity. The country was hit by the rolling blackouts after multiple unit trips at power stations over the weekend. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena says the power system is stable.
Ongoing planned maintenance stands at 6,660 megawatts in alignment with our summer period maintenance strategy. This increased level of maintenance is necessary to prepare for winter, to further improve reliability and meet license and regulatory requirements.
In international news, it's reported Ukraine's done a deal with the US setting out the terms to create a new fund to invest in minerals. It follows reports from Reuters that the Ukrainian president's planning to meet Donald Trump on Friday. Volodymyr Zelensky is understood to be in Washington the day after UK leader Keir Starmer. Starmer says he'll host talks about Ukraine after a meeting with Trump at the White House.
I have spoken to President Zelensky a number of times. I have spoken to President Macron, and I am hosting a number of countries at the weekend for us to continue to discuss how we go forward together as allies in light of the situation that we face.
Trump's demanded Ukraine give access to its rare earth minerals as compensation for the billions of dollars of wartime aid it received under Joe Biden. Reports suggest the deal, which Kiev could sign on Friday, may lead to future security guarantees from Washington. Now, back home, the SA Weather Service has issued two impact-based warnings for KZN. There's a level one alert for damaging winds, leading to difficulty in navigation at sea along the north coast. Then a level two warning has been sent out for disruptive rain along the entire KZN coast and adjacent interior. This is an active alert for localized flooding of susceptible formal and informal settlements, roads and bridges, and damage to infrastructure. Conditions are otherwise cloudy with scattered showers and thundershowers. Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees, Richards Bay 28, Maritzburg 21. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.